Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
On Capitol Hill, the House is expected to vote today on the $2.2 trillion coronavirus economic stimulus package approved by the Senate earlier this week. Under the plan, many individuals would receive a direct payment from the government of as much as $1,200. Also, unemployment benefits would be increased and extended, and businesses would receive hundreds of billions of dollars in loans and incentives. For more on the bill and a preview of today's vote, we're joined now by Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark. Good morning, Congresswoman, and thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, Bob.
So just a couple of moments ago, Congresswoman, we heard some chatter, fresh chatter this morning out of Washington, concern that there might not be a vote on the bill today and that the bill might not pass. What are you hearing?
Well, I am in Washington. Many of the members have come to Washington in the last 24 hours to ensure that we get this bill done. We know that America is facing not only a grave health crisis, but that there are serious impacts for them financially. So we are here today, and I am optimistic and confident that the House will pass this by the end of the day.
Is there any threat that might not happen?
There is some threat in that we have heard that some members on the Republican side may want to object, may have a roll call vote, but we believe that we have enough members back here to form a quorum that would allow us to vote today no matter what.
I'm trying to parse what you just said there. Do you think then that instead of a bipartisan vote today on the bill, that this might be a passage if it passes along party lines?
It's going to be an overwhelmingly bipartisan vote, but we do have, we are trying to do this vote by procedures such as unanimous consent, which just one member of Congress can object to and stop the proceedings, and a voice vote, which a member could object to and ask for a roll call. We think that we are going to have a voice vote this morning and midday. But if not, if it is a roll call, we believe that we have enough members here to take that vote and pass this legislation. So we have backup plans if there are objections by certain members, but we are anticipating an overwhelmingly bipartisan vote.
All right, that's a process. Let's talk about content. Pick the item in the bill you think will have the biggest impact on helping the economy.
I think I'd be torn between two. Expanded unemployment insurance that is going to allow far more people to be eligible than usually would. Not only employees that have employers that pay into unemployment insurance, but we've expanded it to include independent contractors, self-employed people. We know that those businesses are also hurting. And the extensive loans and grants to small businesses, we think, are going to be able to help save those businesses. They allow them to pay their rent and operational costs while they are shuttered and keep their payroll and employees so that they are able to reopen when infection rates are down and we are able to resume businesses.
I want to ask you about the $1,200 checks going to individuals. I've heard from people in the last few days who are happy to accept that money, but they look at that amount and then they see the billions going to big business and say the plan is lopsided, weighted to business, while they say I'll get an amount that might help me pay my rent or my mortgage for just 1 month with not a whole lot left over for groceries. I'm wondering if you might respond to that.
You know, we have worked very hard as Democrats in the House to focus this bill on the American people and on American workers. And we have brought this bill very far, fighting to make sure that states get reimbursed, fighting for hospital money, fighting for money for small businesses, not just loans, but also grants. And this bill is ultimately a compromise. Republican-run Senate and White House, but we believe it's a start. And we are already putting together the next bill because we believe that American families are going to need that kind of relief. One of the items that we were successful in the unemployment insurance was keeping an extra $600 a week for people who are collecting unemployment insurance above what they would be collecting typically, because we're trying to make up as many wages as we can. We're going to continue to work on what we can do to help people with mortgage payments, with their rent, and make sure that none of this affects their credit going forward. This is, as I said, a compromise bill, but I'm very proud of how we were able to change the focus of it off of private industry and large corporations and more towards the American people.
I want to ask you about President Trump. He keeps pressing the idea that he wants to restart the economy by reopening some businesses and ease social distancing by Easter, which is only about 2 weeks away, even though many medical experts think the virus will likely still be spreading by then. The president says the cure, meaning closing down many states to stop the virus spread, is worse than the problem. What do you make of the president's idea here?
I think it's very dangerous. There isn't a public health expert in this country who would advise that we reopen by Easter. And I can tell you that Americans are not going to stand by and watch Donald Trump sacrifice our loved ones on the altar of the Dow Jones. What he needs to do is be the leader that we need, listen to the scientists, listen to the medical experts, listen to what the public health response has to be, and listen to what's happening on the ground. Just yesterday, we were talking to healthcare workers and hospitals in Massachusetts that are still concerned. They don't have the proper protective equipment for the nurses and doctors and workers in those hospitals. The president should be invoking the Defense Production Act. He should be doing everything he can to get that protective equipment into the hands of healthcare workers. We lost a nurse yesterday in New York State, and we have seen pictures online of nurses working with patients who potentially and do have the coronavirus wearing hefty bags instead of protective clothing. This is a wartime president, he said. He needs to do everything he can to protect our healthcare workers who are on the front line of this war.
And as we've been reporting here at WBUR this morning, over 100 Massachusetts healthcare workers have now tested positive for the virus. I want to ask you one more question, if I might. Have you been tested for coronavirus yet?
I have not. I have been very fortunate not to have any symptoms or known exposure to someone who has had the virus, and we are doing everything we can to prevent it. But I hope that your listeners, that if they do have symptoms, if they do have known contact, please contact your healthcare providers. The testing in Massachusetts is up. We are able to test far more people, and it is still a very important part of ending this virus and the infection rates.
And Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark, we need to leave it there this morning. Thank you so very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition on this day, and be safe, please.
You as well, Bob. Thank you.